From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The NATO-led military coalition says two of its soldiers were killed Saturday in southern Afghanistan when two individuals wearing local forces uniforms opened fire at a military compound. A statement from the international group called the Resolute Support Mission in Kabul said its members returned fire and killed the shooters. It said Afghan and coalition officials have launched an investigation into that incident but gave no other details and did not reveal the nationalities of the slain soldiers. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in the Syrian city Aleppo has provided some breathing space for residents. Displaced families returned home and schools reopened. Ahmed is a student in Aleppo. He says there are many bombings there. He said his parents were scared. They stopped sending him to school, but he's grateful now that the bombing has stopped, that school can continue. Before the latest ceasefire, Aleppo had seen days of heavy fighting that killed 300 civilians, including 57 children. An Egyptian court has handed down death sentences to six defendants in a trial for ousted former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi and nearly a dozen other co-defendants for the alleged transfer of secret information to the Gulf state of Qatar. The panel of three judges postponed a verdict for Morsi until June 18th. Trial is one of several the ousted former president is facing. Three of the six people who were condemned to death are currently outside the country and were tried in absentia. Sentences for those tried in absentia automatically are dismissed. This is VOA News.